Welcome to the Outreach Mass. O my God, I come before you with all my restrictions and my pain. I ask you to have mercy on your servant. Be my companion in my sorrows, my hope in my anguish, and my friend in my joy. In this Outreach Mass, grant me the grace to hear your word and worship your Son at Holy Communion. Bless my neighbors. Bless those who provide the Outreach Mass. Bless the Diocese of Lansing and all who, through their prayers and support, make this televised Mass possible. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. For those who are unable to receive Holy Communion today in person, let us pray a spiritual communion prayer and ask for the graces of the most holy and blessed sacrament. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen.
Welcome to all on this 11th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Welcome also to all who are watching and listening from your homes. Thank you for worshiping with us today. Our presider for this liturgy is Father Riley. This Mass is being offered for Enrique Lopez Jr.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins, and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God,
and to you, my brothers, I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask the Blessed Mary of the Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Kyrie eleison.
Kyrie eleison.
Christe eleison. Kyrie eleison. Let us pray. O God, strength of those who hope in you, graciously hear our pleas. And since without you mortal frailty can do nothing, grant us always the help of your grace, that in following your commands we may please you by our resolve and our deeds. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of Exodus. In those days, the Israelites came to the desert of Sinai and pitched camp. While Israel was encamped here in front of the mountain, Moses went up the mountain to God. Then the Lord called to him and said, "Thus shall you say to the house of Jacob, tell the Israelites, you have seen for yourselves how I treated the Egyptians and how I bore you up on eagle wings and brought you here to myself. Therefore, if you hearken to my voice and keep my covenant, you shall be my special possession, dearer to me than all other people, though all the earth is mine. You shall be to me a kingdom of priests, a holy nation. The word of the Lord.
Reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, Christ, while we were still helpless, yet died at the appointed time for the ungodly. Indeed, only with difficulty does one die for a just person, though perhaps for a good person, one might even find the courage to die. But God proves his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. How much more then, since we are now justified by his blood, will we be saved through him from the wrath? Indeed, if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, how much more, once reconciled, will we be saved by his life? Not only that, but we also boast of God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. The word of the Lord.
Thanks.
believe in the gospel.
Be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
At the sight of the crowds, Jesus' heart was moved with pity for them, because they were troubled and abandoned, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest." Then he summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to drive them out and to cure every disease and every illness. The names of the 12 apostles are these: first, Simon, called Peter, and his brother Andrew; James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John; Philip and Bartholomew; Thomas and Matthew, the tax collector; James, the son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus; Simon from Cana, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. Jesus sent out these 12 after instructing them thus: "Do not go into pagan territory or enter a Samaritan town. Go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, make this proclamation: the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse lepers, drive out demons. Without cost you have received, without cost you are to give." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Our first reading today begins with a call. The Lord calls Moses and gives him those words that we heard. And I think, just with praying with the readings today, especially this gospel passage, I think the word that the Lord wants to give us today is simply this: Jesus is calling you. We can put the emphasis on that statement a few different ways, but first, Jesus is calling you. It can be maybe a subtle temptation to think that Jesus' call is limited just to the past. For example, I guess I could think that just because Jesus called me to be a priest and I responded to that call, he's now done calling me. Or maybe similarly for those of you who are married, God called you into this relationship and you both cooperated with that plan, and might be tempted to think that God's no longer calling you. And while it's true that there's a permanence in the vocation that God calls us to, that doesn't mean that God is done calling us. Jesus doesn't end the conversation once we respond to him. He's always calling us to more. Jesus is calling you. Now, in the present, in this season of your life. And his call isn't just limited to the past or just to the future. That can be a temptation for us too, just to think that we'll have time later on to listen to God, to ask what he wants for our lives. In the meantime, we can just focus on what we want to do. We can be oblivious to God's call now if we're too preoccupied with our
own plans and assume that we'll just have a chance later on to listen to his call in our lives. But Jesus is calling you today, not tomorrow. And then to put another emphasis on that statement, Jesus is calling you. Jesus, God himself, is calling you. In the gospel passage today, we learn about what that means for Jesus to call us. And the first thing Jesus does is he sees the crowds who were troubled and abandoned. And then it says that his heart was moved with pity for them. Jesus' call all begins with his heart of compassion. We heard in the second reading from Romans, God proves his love for us and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And God's heart is moved to mercy at the sight of those lost in sin. And this is the heart that calls us. Jesus is calling you. And his call begins with a movement from his sacred heart toward all of us who are in need of his mercy. Then the gospel passage ends with his words, without cost you have received, without cost you are to give. Receiving his compassion, his mercy frees us to have compassion on others. Jesus wants to share his heart with us. Our hearts are often indifferent to those suffering around us, but not the sacred heart. Jesus has a heart for the lost and wounded, and once we freely receive that love, then we're free to give it to others. Without cost you have received, without cost you are to give. So Jesus is calling you. He's calling you now, not just yesterday, not tomorrow, but today. And Jesus is calling you. Jesus, whose sacred heart beats with compassion for us sinners. Now if you'll allow me just to change the emphasis one more time on that statement. Jesus is calling you. Going back to our passage from Matthew, Jesus calls each of the apostles by name. His call is personal. Jesus calls you by name. And notice that their calling is actually an answer to their own prayer. Jesus' first instruction to the disciples in this passage is to pray. He tells them, ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. And then, as they pray to the Lord to send out workers into his vineyard, the Lord then turns to them and he sends them. Of course, we need to pray to the Lord to send others into ministry, for example, by praying for more priests, to pray for others to do the Lord's work. But we can't disqualify ourselves from works of ministry. And when Jesus says, pray for workers, he's really saying, pray that you yourselves may be transformed into workers. Jesus is calling you. And he gave the apostles authority. And he has given you authority. At your baptism, you were anointed as priest, prophet, and king. And in virtue of your identity in Christ, you carry with you a certain spiritual authority. Jesus told the apostles to to cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse lepers, drive out demons. They did these things not just on their own, but with the power that Jesus gave them. It would have been impossible for them to do these things just on their own power, but they were given power and authority by their identity in Christ. It's often said that God doesn't call the equipped, but equips the called. So whatever Jesus might be calling you to, it might seem impossible, and it probably is. It probably is impossible without him and without his power working through you. Jesus is calling you. And just one final point about today's gospel passage. Notice where Jesus sends them first. Not to a different country, but rather right where they are. He says, go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Oftentimes, we're called to minister right where we are, and to bring Jesus to those who are around us, and to our family, to our coworkers, our friends, those who are within our sphere of influence. That's where God calls us to exercise his power and authority. That's where he calls us to bring Jesus. Jesus, who is calling you. Jesus is calling you. And Jesus is calling you. We now stand together and profess our faith. I believe in one God. With faith that God desires only our good, we come to him with our prayers and petitions.
For the church, may God continue to raise up faithful laborers who will respond to his call. Let us pray to the Lord. For the world, may the Holy Spirit unite us in God's peace. Let us pray to the Lord. For those whose hearts are burdened by sin and who struggle to trust in God's mercy and forgiveness, let us pray to the Lord. For this faith community, may the Eucharist transform us into a community of prayer, service, and love. Let us pray to the Lord. For our brothers and sisters who are ill or infirm, may they experience the healing touch of Jesus Christ, especially our television, radio, and online community, and those listed in our book of prayer. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who have died, may they rejoice with all the angels and saints in heaven, especially Megan Frost and all the holy souls in purgatory. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord God, hear the prayers of your people and answer them in your goodness. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. O God, who in the offerings presented here provide for the twofold needs of human nature, nourishing us with food and renewing us with your sacrament, grant, we pray, that the sustenance they provide may not fail us in body or in spirit, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right to give you thanks, truly just to give you glory, Father most holy, for you are the one God, living and true, existing before all ages and abiding for all eternity, dwelling in unapproachable light. Yet you, who alone are good, the source of life, have made all that is, so that you might fill your creatures with blessings and bring joy to many of them by the glory of your light. And so in your presence are countless hosts of angels who serve you day and night, and gazing upon the glory of your face, glorify you without ceasing. With them we too confess your name in exaltation, giving voice to every creature under heaven as we acclaim.
We give you praise, Father most holy, for you are great and you have fashioned all your works in wisdom and in love. You formed man in your own image and entrusted the whole world to his care, so that in serving you alone, the Creator, he might have dominion over all creatures. And when through disobedience he had lost your friendship, you did not abandon him to the domain of death, for you came in mercy to the aid of all, so that those who seek might find you. Time and again you offer them covenants, and through the prophets taught them to look forward to salvation. And you so loved the world, Father most holy, that in the fullness of time you sent your only begotten Son to be our Savior. Made incarnate by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary, he shared our human nature in all things but sin. To the poor he proclaimed the good news of salvation, to prisoners freedom, and to the sorrowful of heart joy. To accomplish your plan, he gave himself up to death, and rising from the dead, he destroyed death and restored life, and that we might live no longer for ourselves, but for him who died and rose again for us. He sent the Holy Spirit from you, Father, as the first fruits for those who believe, so that bringing to perfection his work in the world, he might sanctify creation to the full. Therefore, O Lord, we pray, may this same Holy Spirit graciously sanctify these offerings, that they may become the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, for the celebration of this great mystery, which he himself left us as an eternal covenant. For when the hour had come for him to be glorified by you, Father most holy, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. And while they were at supper, he took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, taking the chalice filled with the fruit of the vine, he gave thanks and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it,
For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again, until you come again.
Therefore, O Lord, as we now celebrate the memorial of our redemption, we remember Christ's death and his descent to the realm of the dead. We proclaim his resurrection and his ascension to your right hand. And as we await his coming in glory, we offer you his body and blood, the sacrifice acceptable to you, which brings salvation to the whole world. Look, O Lord, upon the sacrifice which you yourself have provided for your church, and grant in your loving kindness to all who partake of this one bread and one chalice, that gathered into one body by the Holy Spirit, they may truly become a living sacrifice in Christ to the praise of your glory. Therefore, Lord, remember now all for whom we offer this sacrifice, especially your servant, Leo, our Pope, Earl, our Bishop, and the whole order of bishops, all the clergy, those who take part in this offering, those gathered here before you, your entire people, and all who seek you with a sincere heart. Remember also those who have died in the peace of your Christ, and all the dead, whose faith you alone have known. To all of us, your children, grant, O merciful Father, that we may enter into a heavenly inheritance with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, and with your apostles and saints in your kingdom. There, with the holy of creation, freed from the corruption of sin and death, may we glorify you through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours,
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always. Let us offer each other the sign of peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Yeah.
joy. Lord, make me an instrument of thy
Let us pray. As this reception of your Holy Communion, O Lord, foreshadows the union of the faithful in you, so may it bring about unity in your church through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace.
My dear friends,
It has been a pleasure to serve the Outreach Mass community for the last 7.5 years. I will shortly be taking a new assignment as pastor within the Diocese of Lansing, as well as my associate, Father Corey Bilodeau, will become pastor. We will be taking new assignments as of July 1st. That means you have new clergy coming to celebrate here with you in the parish. I hope you will welcome Father Carl Pung as the new pastor and Father Joshua Fons as the new associate following Father Corey. Please continue to welcome and pray for them as you have done for me. I thank you for your support, and I pray that you'll continue to support this ministry, help us to pay the bills and stay on the air. If you wish to send a check, make it payable to Outreach Mass, 955 Alton Road, East Lansing, Michigan, 48823. May God bless and keep you always. Signing off, Father Gordon.